Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News team.
You're listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock. I'm your host, Davis. And for today, we're talking all things Crab Fest, as that is almost upon us. And we've got members of the Chamber of Commerce team here, so I'll let them introduce themselves, starting with Ellen.
Hi, I'm Ellen Simeonov, the Executive Director for the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce for 3 years now, heading into my fourth year. So this is officially my fourth Crab Fest, though. Wow. So in this role. And
I'm Erica. I'm the Events and Partnerships Executive. And this is my second year going into my third year with the Chamber.
Nice. And before we get too far ahead, Ellen, do you know how many years Crab Fest has been going on? I should know this.
68 years, since 1958. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. A very, very long time.
And I know that you two obviously have been involved in this for many years. Ellen, you've, you know, obviously experienced many of these Crab Fests over the 68 years. But for those who are new to our community, we always have, you know, new Coast Guard transfers, folks who move into Kodiak, and they've never experienced Crab Fest. How would you describe Crab Fest to them?
Crab Fest now. I mean, Crab Fest originally started as a community festival to promote the king crab industry, and it has evolved over the years, and I would say it is our annual biggest community festival of the year. Over Memorial Day weekend, 5 days, there is a lot of food, activities, races, performances, you know, vendor booths, entertainment for kids and families, historically a lot of carnival rides, and we're looking to bring those back. Just a huge, Kodiak's hugest 5 day festival period, not just 5 day festival, but and a really big morale booster at the end of a very long winter to kick off what hopes to be a wonderful, amazing, green, warm summer.
There you go. Erica, what would you say about Crab Fest? I mean, I know you experienced your first one a few years ago, but
yeah, you know, it is such a fun small town festival. The first time I experienced Crab Fest, my family loved going out and seeing a lot of people that we knew from around town, and it was the first time I got to experience my kid being independent and going to explore unsupervised. And so it's such a safe place, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and we should highlight, of course, it's very family friendly. I know that has been the trend for years. So what activities, what events does Crab Fest bring for families other than just sort of, you know, the food?
Well, this year, like last year, we have an inflatables company out of Yakima, Washington, called 509 Jumpers, and they have a jelly ball arena, which is Erica can probably explain that one better. As
oh,
a
yeah.
parent
all
of a young
the kids
child.
Who do those battle, like those battle games with jelly, they call
jelly
them
balls?
Jelly ball guns. Yeah, that's going to be, they're going to have that again this year available.
But they also have more slides, more bounce houses, and more obstacle courses this year. We have one, maybe two climbing rock walls going up this year. We have a bungee bounce and hamster balls for the kids. And we also started, our team started, it's a small one, but we have a little bit of a carnival row this year. So like KMXT, I believe, is going to be doing some fun stuff for kids and families down at Crab Fest all 5 days.
Take a pause there because I'm going to jump in on Carnival Row. Yes, I love the idea of carnival games. So where I come from in Virginia in the lower 48, we had a county fair, and that was basically what you had was carnival games, right? You throw a dart at a balloon, you win a prize. You, you know, try to hit the target with a little BB gun, you win a prize, shoot hoops for a prize, all that good stuff. So, yes, KMXT is trying to do some carnival type games, and we did pie in the face last year, which was fun. But
successful,
very successful.
I don't think we're doing that again this year, but talking about some of those carnival games. So this is still, though, all of the participants, I guess I'll say, are local organizations, right? I mean, other than the Yakima 509 jump jumping games. A lot of them are local
participants. I think all the rest of them, except for the bungee bounce, they are off the mainland.
Oh, okay.
So they also have the kettle corn booth. They bring that back every year. So.
Oh, so mainland too. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We have, is it 95 or 96 vendors?
We have 95.
Yeah.
Wow.
95, which is about 20 more than last year.
Exactly.
We have moved Crab Fest. We'll have vendors on the dock. In front of the Harbor Master building, there will be the second mall parking lot. We've expanded quite a bit, and we're looking forward to just how exciting and fun this Crab Fest is going to be for people.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so my next question then is about the theme. I know you guys change the theme every year. We were just mentioning last year was Otter Chaos.
Feeling that a little.
But yes. what's the new theme this year, and what's the design?
The theme this year is You, Me, and the Sea, and our committee, our Crab Fest committee, put some thought into different options, and we all voted that this theme would just go so well with this 68th anniversary of Crab Fest. And the logo is this beautiful mermaid, crab, and sea otter that was designed by Valerie Canfield. And we have such beautiful colored sweaters in some blues and denims and dark blues, and they've been really popular.
Awesome.
Very much so. And this year, we went back to commissioning an artist to do our Crab Fest poster, just because I think it's a better, it makes the poster much more memorable, something that people want to put up on the wall in their homes. The last several years have been fun. They've been great artists and good artwork, but just maybe more something along the lines of a poster rather than a piece of artwork that you want to hang in your home. So we're just going back to, we're commissioning an artist to do something something big and exciting for us every year.
And this year, it seems like there was, is it Bruce Nelson?
It is Bruce Nelson.
And he was kind of going on this theme of like glass floats, maybe?
The theme is You, Me, and the Sea,
right,
so it's whatever. Pretty broad,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So he painted a golden crowned sparrow, looking at its own reflection in a glass float over, off of the beach on Near Island, looking at the boatyard over there and the water and the houses. It's pretty, to me, it's the epitome of a beautiful Kodiak summer day. And a golden crowned sparrow sums up how we all feel about summer in Kodiak. For those of you that are familiar with what that sound is and that bird. So I was really excited when he unveiled the painting. So
awesome. Very exciting. Is there anything happening specifically with the artwork? I know obviously you're selling merch and you're always commission or looking to sell those posters, but are you doing something specific?
We are doing something extra. So on Friday of Crab Fest, this week, so at 4:00, before the Crab Fest art show starts, we are going to have an artist poster signing. Bruce will be there. And the Crab Fest art show, as many of your listeners know, is in the Harbor Master building right next to Crab Fest. So, and then the art show, I think, starts at 5:00. There is food and probably some wine for that opening reception.
And Miss Alaska will be there as well to help host the... Yeah.
Miss Alaska this year, she is going to be pardoning the crab for us at 5:00 on Thursday.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different things going on. We have... a lot more people signed up for the parade this year than we did last year and the years before. Of course, we're going to hope that Mother Nature is really kind to us for all of Crab Fest, and we have at least weather this good. This is tolerable. It's not the greatest. It's not the warmest or the sunniest, but we could all handle it. And we have a lot of different performers and events. DJ Mark has a community talent show Sunday afternoon at 4:00. Is that right, Erica?
Yes, he does.
And so we have quite a few different things going on. I'm going to let you talk more about the events.
So we are so excited to have DJ Mark as a big part of the Crab Fest stage, which is sponsored by The Rendezvous. They're having a big summer concert music series. So that's what every, you know, the stage has been sponsored by their program. And DJ Mark will be announcing all of the different events that we have going on over the weekend. He will let us, everybody know when it's time for the fish toss, for the survival suit race, the Coast Guard SAR demonstration. That will be Sunday at 1 o'clock. And we'll have a static demonstration, a boat.
Yes, I believe static we display. Have a boat, a static display that you can go down at the end of the spit.
Which is
down
new
the ramp.
This year. Yeah, that we haven't had that in the past 2 years that I've worked Crabfest. We will also have all the city traditional races and foot races, and of course the Lions Club's classic sawdust pile.
And arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling competition that we hope nobody's arm will break this year.
But. Oh my gosh, yeah. Last year that was bad.
Yeah.
So we also, of course, have Fisherman's Memorial on Sunday at 3 and Monday at 1. The Blessing of the Fleet will take place off of the gazebo.
Nice.
Near the dock next to the gazebo on the spit.
And talking a little bit more about those, some of those are like traditions. I mean, these have been going back since Crab Fest started. I mean, you mentioned the pardoning of the crab, the Fisherman's Memorial, Blessing of the Fleet. So, yeah, it's great that you're having a static display this year, too, with a boat. I mean, can you kind of talk more about just that sort of element of Crab Fest that really makes it unique and celebrates the fishing industry?
Well, it won't. Unfortunately, I think it will only be there on Sunday. So okay. When they have the search and rescue demo Sunday, that will be there Sunday afternoon as well. But people can go down and take little tours and check it out. In the past, we've had a static display with a helicopter. And because of the inflatables, we definitely can't do that. So the boat was another great option. Makes perfect sense since we have a Coast Guard here for a reason. We're on an island, hence you, me, and the sea. And so I think it just goes perfectly with the whole theme, with our commercial fishing community.
There will be some wonderful walking tours by
Kodiak Walking Tours. Ani Thomas, yes.
Thank you.
Like just around the dock, like the waterfront? Walking tours?
She has a whole series. She has a rainforest tour. I think she has a tsunami tour. She has some other things. We will have that up on our website, ideally
it
by
is
this
up on
afternoon.
Our website, yeah.
The code. It's up already.
Yes.
Okay. Kodiak. Oh, never mind. It's on our website. Yeah. KodiakCrabFest.com. Yeah. It's Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. You're good.
Where's our?
Yeah. KodiakCrabFest.com is, mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that anyway, because there's a full schedule and all the things on there as well. But yeah, so you're also promoting walking tours. That's great. We talked a little bit about the games and the Carnival Row, but I know folks are going to ask about the food. What are the classic, iconic food vendors that are going
to
be there?
I am really excited to talk about the food. That's my favorite topic. So, of course, we'll have our Bruin Burgers and Tacos 49, our Alaska Soda Jerk, everyone's favorite, as well as Lonnie's and our Maritime Museum fish. But we have so many new food vendors. Guess what? My favorite is Kodiak or fried Oreos. That is something I was dreaming of. So so happy they'll be there. We've got Lay's Poke Stop. We have
Pacific Seafoods has
fish sandwiches, yep. Fried fish sandwiches.
Garcia's food truck from the mainland as well. I think they're from Wasilla.
We'll have a second Mexican food truck, and he's doing mini chimichangas.
We also have like 3 or 4 drink vendors as well.
We've Seaside got Sips, Naughty Sips, and any concessions.
And Matcha Chi. Yeah, so we have a lot more. We have a lot more popcorn. We have more cotton candy. Yeah, and then we've also got, so Remy's is back, Doughbouies,
of course,
Wisconsin cheese curds.
Crimson Crab.
Yeah.
Our favorite crab, yes.
And then Taste of Saigon. We might be missing someone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we also have pizza. So the Corn on the Cob booth from last year.
Oh, that was a big hit.
Are bringing their pizza booth as well as the Corn on the Cob now. And she almost brought it last year, but she wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So,
well, you guys
so
are stopped.
I think people will just be eating for days.
Well, and so that begs the question then, I mean, do you have enough room on that street down by the Harbor Master's office? I mean, are you expanding your block?
We've expanded our block. We expanded to the second mall parking lot. We expanded to the dock, and we moved the dining tents. That helped us expand.
Yep.
So the dining tents are going near the hamster balls in the mall parking lot.
Put up by the Lions Club.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes. But they're going, we've set them over there. They'll go, They're not going to be a square. They're going to be a rectangle now. So to give more space.
Yes.
But yeah, we grew by about 20 vendors.
We did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So just another sort of general question, and this might be, I guess, more for you, Ellen, but, you know, with sort of the progression of Crab Fest over the years, this is the 68th anniversary. That's a big deal. You're growing in food, maybe some of the sort of, activities are changing a little bit. I mean, has there ever been a discussion about rebranding Crab Fest or maybe even changing the name? Like maybe it's not Crab Fest anymore.
I don't know if there's a discussion, but I think about it a lot myself.
Sure.
You know, like what could you change it to? Because, you know, is it, you know, Kodiak's annual seafood festival? I mean, I think you have to come up with something really good in order to change that brand because it's almost 70 years. So, I mean, and it kind of is necessary, but we definitely do have crab there. So
of course, always, there's always crab guaranteed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Alibi Seafood brings their crab that you can
come get your photo taken with, check it out. Kids get to hold it.
Yeah,
carefully.
That's really great. Yeah, and I appreciate they do that as well because then you're getting the live crab option and you're also getting to order crab from one of the Crimson Crab vendors. Yeah, yeah.
So we just need more people to bring back some more crab.
Sure. Yeah.
Elements.
Great. I think that was most of my questions there. You mentioned before about the parade, and I saw that there was maybe also an offer to sort of help local nonprofits be more present in the parade. Could you kind of talk about just, I guess,
more
like
presence.
if
the Key Club works with us on the parade, and this year we're going to have a large number of volunteers from the Kiwanis Club.
Yes.
And their Key Club is their youth club.
Right.
And so we will have a large presence from the Key Club
this year,
which is fantastic, as well as CPOA.
Yeah, they are stepping up to help and volunteer with a implementation of the parade. As far as getting more, you might have to really edit.
Yeah,
this.
That's fine.
I'm not sure.
I mean, that's Carnival Row. Getting more nonprofits.
I think to have
a presence is Carnival Row.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and we definitely have a lot of nonprofits that join the parade. We also have a lot of political candidates in our parade this year. In fact, our parade is sponsored by Mary Paltola for Senate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is something we've seen in the past. I mean, I remember Nick Begich when he was running for the House. He was in the parade, I think, when I was here 2 years ago. And it's certainly been a trend, I guess, more recently.
We might have, I'm going to say, 5 to 8.
Yes, exactly.
Politicians
right.
in our parade. Yeah, one signed up. I'm drawing a blank. It's governor candidate. Dave Bronson for governor. Okay.
But yeah, in general, for the parade, yeah, I mean, you mentioned before you have more participants, more organizations, and then also some political candidates as well.
Quite a few, yes.
Okay. And just remind us, so when does that start? What's the date and time for that parade?
The parade is Saturday the 23rd. If you're going to be in the parade, you want to be there at the latest 8:45 for lineup. It's really critical that we set people, fire trucks, jeeps, everything, lawnmower brigades, all where they're supposed to go so that we have great flow and everything runs smoothly. And then it starts at 10 a.m. We'll head down Mill Bay Road towards Bartell. And the festival itself downtown will open at 11. We've changed that last year and continue into it so that people who want to watch the parade can watch the parade without having to work a booth or miss a parade and miss Crab Fest.
Right. So. And then we're officially underway after that, as you said, 11 a.m.
start time officially downtown. And Crab Fest does start on Thursday.
Right.
Which is coming up so fast. That's just 2 days away. You're going to see all the people setting up downtown. All 95 of them.
We worked really hard this last Sunday to mark all the footprints and everyone's spot on the concrete.
Yeah, that is quite the undertaking.
It'll take a day. You would not believe how much time it takes to set up for this festival.
And now with 20 extra booths to mark, it took us 2 days.
Oh, boy. Well, on that note then, too, let's talk about, just sort of logistics. Anyone you want to thank? I mean, we already mentioned the Lions Club and such, but I know you have, you know, help from the Kodiak Police Department sort of keeping the lanes open. And you have, as you mentioned, the nonprofits helping you, CPOA and others.
The Key Club.
Thank you.
We also need to thank the fire department, the city in general for being so helpful. People do not recognize how much the city goes out of its way to help us put on Crab Fest every year. And then the Harbor Master's Office. Thank you so much to Monty for all his help and collaboration. And then we also have Worldwide Movers as a hugely instrumental in helping us every year with our booth and Local Electric. There's so many partners to put this festival on that people don't necessarily realize, but it truly takes the village to put it together.
Yeah. It is a special event for Kodiak, and yeah, you don't want to miss it. So again, that's opening day is May 21st. That's Thursday. Could you remind me of the time again, please, Ellen?
Noon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And then that goes through Monday, Memorial Day.
It closes at 4 o'clock on Memorial Day. It'll go to 8 Thursday through Sunday. The schedule is at KodiakCrabFest.com. You can check that out. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, awesome. And before I let you two go, I'd just like to then talk about the chamber in general real quick with our last couple minutes here. So obviously Crab Fest is the focus. I get that. But you've also done, you know, community cleanups. You've done some meet and greet public events. You've got some other things going on this summer. So is there anything else you'd like to highlight or something you'd like the public to be aware of with the chamber?
This summer we are hiring a group of kids to...
Hiring for litter patrol again this year. We need kids ages 14 to 17 to apply. They can just email chamber@kodiakchamber.org or drop off an application, or they can get the application from Job Center, a general one. They can get one from our website, kodiakchamber.org. They can come by our office. Mm-hmm. They can just...
They do a wonderful job at keeping the community clean, going down the main streets and highways to pick up all the
litter. We start about mid-June and go through early to mid-August and make sure that our roads, sides of the trails, beaches are all clean. People don't necessarily realize it, but there are people that are hard at work keeping it clean.
Right. Well, and they rotate through, you know, sections of town. I mean, like you said, they're going for months. So really, they cover a lot of ground.
Then we'll head into our political season. We're going to hold some candidate debates in late September, early October.
Yeah, we will have the candidate forums and the fisheries debate. And I think that might be in September, but it's possible. We haven't finalized that date. We'll finalize that after Crab Fest. So either early September to October.
And following the fisheries debates candidate forums is a Greece. We have partnered up with the Adventura Travels Agency, and they are...
We have a trip to Greece,
and the travel package is amazing. It covers lodging, transportation,
food.
So, talking a little bit more about that, because that's new, and I saw the announcements for that last year when you guys were putting this out. I mean, you're trying to essentially, it sounds like, you know, encourage local Kodiak folks, businesses, employees, residents to, you know, travel abroad to see the world.
Take a break from this wintry, rainy,
Safely take in culture from another country, in another country.
And go together as a fun Kodiak group. Wouldn't that be so great? We can host up to 40 people and...
And there are other people going on these trips from around the country as well. So it won't just be Kodiak people. And this particular company only works with chambers. And they promote in communities all throughout the country, and they've been doing this since the early 70s. So it's not anything new. It's just something that we decided to partner in and offer, you know, at least one option a year for safe opportunities and well-planned. So for people that, even if you wanted to go by yourself, but you don't, you aren't really alone. You're going with an organized group.
Yes.
Or a trusted organized group. So.
Are there still spots available for that?
Or? Yes, there are. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
So again, more information, I'm sure, can be found on the Kodiak Chambers website.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. That's the name of the game. Go to the Kodiak Chambers website. Great. Anything to add as we wrap up here?
I think that the American Legion is looking at doing a huge celebration for the 250th birthday in July. So we may be partnering with them to help facilitate that after once Craft Fest is over. I know that we are also working with our representatives and city and borough officials to work on helping host a legislative fly-in at the end of July, maybe early August, but I think the end of July. So, and then we will start working on plans for our small business collaboration group. We'll be meeting in June to talk about what we are doing to help promote Moonlight Madness in the fall, what that will be and what that will look like. Will the community block party partner with that again, or will it branch out on its own? I'm not really certain yet. We haven't had time to talk about it, but that's plans in June, as well as tackling the sales tax discussion that's taking place, advocating for our members and helping them to meet, collaborate, have a voice in this process of potential change to our sales tax structure, which is hugely important for all of us. So we will be meeting in June as well, and that information will be coming up in our newsletter.
And how do folks sign up for that newsletter if they're not already?
They can go to kodiakchamber.org. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just send us an email.
Yep. All right. Very good. Yeah, so a busy summer. Obviously, we talked a lot about Crab Fest coming up here this weekend, going through Memorial Day. And then don't forget, yeah, there's so much activities with the Chamber, June, July, the 250th anniversary for the U.S. Thank you for mentioning that, Ellen. And then the Greece travel trip, that's coming up too. Man, lots of good things. So thank you, Ellen and Erica, for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Davis.
Thank you.
And thanks again for tuning in to Talk of the Rock here on KMXT. It's been a pleasure talking with Ellen and Erica from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce about Crab Fest and all things chamber related. Just a reminder, the Crab Fest, the 68th annual Crab Fest, begins this Thursday at noon. There are all sorts of community events also going on throughout Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But officially, it begins at noon, and then we have the pardoning of the crab ceremony officially kicking things off at 5 p.m. at the Crab Fest stage at the Marketplace. So keep an eye out for that. Hope you can attend. And if you want any more information about Crab Fest program and schedule this year, go online to kodiakcrabfest.com. We'll go back now to our regularly scheduled programming in the studio. This is KMXT 100.1 FM.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.